So then you used to come over to the, what was, I'm sorry, what did you say the name of the store was before it was Lackey's?
It's Heseltine's.
Heseltine's. And that's what it was called, Heseltine's?
It was a Rexall store. Without any indication of who owned it, it was just a big Rexall sign.
Oh, really? Okay.
And by the time we got it, Rexall was fading away. I don't know if you remember, but Rexall was a big name nationwide. A lot of, almost every town seemed to have a Rexall store.
Okay.
It was a cooperative buying thing, I think. And so we left a sign up, and I got a letter from Rexall saying, you will take that sign down or else we're going to go to court over this thing. You are not a Rexall store. So we took the sign down.
And then you had to come up with what?
And then we put up one that just said it was Lackey's store.
Yeah. And then how did, so tell me about the day that you met. So you came in just to pick something up?
I guess a couple of teachers came over to the store. I guess we sort of met there.
We lived in the same boarding house, rooming house.
So where was that?
Right across the street from the elementary on the corner.
Is that building still standing?
Yeah. I don't know who owns it, but it's right across the street.
Huh. Okay.
On the corner.
And what did it have a name, the boarding house? Do you know who
owned
it?
Well, it was the Smith family that lived there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many rooms did they?
Mr. Smith was a janitor at the high school.
Pardon?
Mr. Smith was a janitor at the high school.
Oh, yes. And their daughter?
Was a fourth grade teacher.
Their daughter was head of the hot lunch program.
Another one, right.
And she also took teachers, didn't she?
Yeah.
And she fed you?
Rachel did.
Rachel did.
The daughter, Rachel, who lived over on Maple
Street. She lived on Maple Street. And another daughter taught the sixth grade. The Smiths were really involved in school.
What, sixth grade? Who was in teaching sixth?
Merle.
She taught fourth.
So they would rent out rooms. So there, were there a lot of single teachers then who were kind of young single teachers who were at the school?
Yeah.
And they provided you with lunch and, I mean, breakfast and dinner, and then you had lunch at the school?
Yeah. Right. Weekends, she'd put bag lunches up for us for that. I don't think she fed us at night, but she gave us bag lunches, and we might all go up to the mountain hiking and
things like that. So,
yeah, a lot of outdoor.
Do you remember what the rent was? It a monthly rent?
No, it was weekly.
Dollar a day.
Was it?
Was to me.
Yeah.
$7 a week.
Okay. That sounds right.
So was there, so amongst the young people who were living there then, was there sort of this a social camaraderie or?
There was another, she and I and another lady teacher. And they were sort of friends because they had, but of course she and I got to know each other rather quickly.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Smith was a matchmaker.
Oh, really? So she was trying to put you together, I think?
Well.
Yeah. We called her Grandma Smith.
Yeah, called her Grandma
Smith. Awfully nice soul. Yep.
So then how long until you were married?
3 years.
A couple years, something like that.
Okay.
She came in 55. We were married in 57.
Okay. And so then after you were married, is that when you left the elementary school?
Yep.
And did you start working
after
over
she got
here?
Pregnant?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Tom, right? Tom's your oldest.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And so were you involved then at the store that from that point on or not till later?
Not when they were really little.
Yeah.